Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Oh, how you have lucked out. Lucky, lucky, lucky you. You came upon Studio B here at CKWI Radio 76, and we can't be more pleased that you're here. Hopefully you're not wearing clothes. If you're women, if you are, we're so glad you brought pretzels. Anyways, it's time once again, not for those crappy experts, but for those wonderful sports authorities. And they're on the air right now, and you're listening to them. John Sarver here with the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everybody out there that's listening in.
And the gentleman who's the old referee, the guy that played for the Montreal Canadiens for 3 years before being booted to the bench for unnecessary roughness to Gump Worsley, the old referee and our sports authority and our sport director. I can't open this page. Why is it sticky? I see, because it has the maple leaves on it. It's Mark Milicek, the man who can really direct and make a beautiful outside of the CK Studios with lights. You know, Jesus lives here.
And, you know, Mark actually has a master's degree in maple leaf hockey.
That's right. Mapleology.
Mapleology.
That's right. You didn't have to study after 1967. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All
right. Okay, so here's how it goes, kiddies. Let's see. We have the DMCA here. So we don't have the FCC, so sometimes the language get a little salty, and if so facto, oh well, too bad. Two, all the opinions that we state here is ours, and it's basically all fact, so don't sue us. Three, we have the highest
standards.
There we go, highest standards here. So we're not going to be like some kind of crappy ESPN person who just reads off a teleprompter.
And we're not going to chase the intern around the desk.
Not on air. Yes, so that we got that all down out of the way. We're not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is. And we are just a few days away from playing Christmas songs here at CK, so bat down ye hatches. You know, we're going to have the Little Drummer Boy telethon or radiothon.
38 different versions of the Little Drummer Boy, back to back.
In the first hour.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to go 24 hours.
You're going to have to play them like simultaneously, you know?
Little Drummer Boy, Little Plumber Boy. We got them all just for you, you know? So call the neighbors, wake the kids, you know? Come, drop by, say hi. It's the Little Plumber Boy Radiothon coming up soon to a radio near you. All right. So here's how it goes. Our wonderfully esteemed left winger from the Montreal Canadiens. Ow!
Have just.
Ow!
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 Why, I oughta.
Whoa, is that a body check?
I know, see that? Damn. I didn't see that. He went elbows up. I wasn't even looking. Way to go, Mr. Tutu. I didn't see that.
Ooh, that one almost deserved 2 minutes in the sin bin.
Yeah. In the sin bin. That's always my favorite.
Or as Mickey Remy would say, put the biscuit in the basket.
My favorite, my second favorite of all time.
It's like that deserved a BC two-hander.
I know. That's right. That should be with the Peterborough Petes. You know. I mean, what are they really called? The Petes?
Yeah.
The Petes. It says so on the jersey.
Yeah. That's right.
Petes. They couldn't come up with any other name.
Well, they called them the Peters, but that kind of got a little suggestive.
True that.
So.
Okay. I guess they were too hard.
Oh. You wouldn't believe the logo. I mean, the mascot was.
That's true. Oh. Evidently, they didn't have the balls to do that.
Ooh.
I mean, who was ahead of that situation? Wow, I guess that team got the shaft.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go watch them grow. All right. So, here we go. So, this is how it goes. So, Mr. Milicek has written a wonderful book every week, as you well know. And he has numbered our topics.
He's actually numbered them all, yes.
That's right. And everyone's got one this week. So, what we do is we dive into it. We have not previously read any of this stuff, so...
Either way.
It's all off the cuff.
Well, we got a lot to pick from this week, because, you know, let's face it, in the Detroit area, we have three pro teams that are all above 500. all-time winning records.
And a hockey team that hasn't lost a game.
Ever.
That's right. They're undefeated.
What?
That's so waited to be litigated in court, of course.
But. I need more volume for that one.
There we go.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go. So you have one undefeated Detroit team because it said so in social media. You know?
Maybe the Lions need to take some games of litigation.
Yeah, they need to call Sam, I think.
Did you see, talking about that crap, did you see where if your team wins, the Detroit team wins, that the city of Detroit is trying to shake them down for $25,000 to put the jersey on the Spirit of Detroit?
Yeah.
Kiss it. You know, really, I will spray paint it. By the time you guys wake up, they'll have some hell of a good thing with like a really big rack on it and stuff.
And it'll be permanently there.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah. You really want to scrub off lacquer? Here's a real thrill. Lacquer on brass, even better. Anyway, so we're going to jump into one of these numbers so you can play along at home with us. You know, and we hope that you will. So roll the dice. Or if you have trouble, you can have a pop-o-matic.
Ooh.
And you don't lose your dice. I know.
Or get the... What's the game that had the little... Popper thing?
Yeah, the Pop-O-Matic from Trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, Trouble.
There you go. Yeah. I'll give you a woohoo.
Woohoo! So guys are getting into trouble all over the place because they're Pop-O-Matic.
Yeah. Whoa. That's right. That's what the Peterborough Pete's did.
That's right.
They popped too many.
Yeah, they're popping things way too much.
Just like, like an Alabama senator.
Wow.
Like that one?
Senator Santa. Yeah. Come in, little girl. Would you like to sit in my lap? Tell me, would you like one of these for Christmas?
Wait, I got one.
There you go.
Should I say what I told you earlier?
Go ahead.
Gee, it sounded like we're censored.
Yeah. You want to have my... what did I say?
It kind of loses it if you got to ask somebody.
Yeah. You want my candy cane?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, pre-censored.
Ooh. Damn.
There you go. I'll give you a yee-haw on that one, though.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That was a goodie. All right, so that's kind of how the game is played here. As long as we don't drop this. So there we go, and there we go. So let's start with anywhere we feel like going. So move your either your shoe or your dog or your race car to go, and let's take off, Mr. Milicek.
Okay. Where do you want to start?
Anywhere but the Leafs.
Boo!
There's no Leafs on here. There is a Toronto thing on here, but it's not the Leafs. But that's beside the point. Should we talk about the CAC attack?
Yes. The brilliant moral victory that they had this weekend. Moral victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes. You know another name for moral victory is, right?
Yeah, it starts with an L.
Loss, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
Oh, that too.
But, you know, you got to hand it to them. They only lost by 11 points, which, you know, for this team and... the way it's been shitty all year.
Yep.
It's actually pretty good. I mean, they actually showed up and actually played kind of.
For the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then.
Then the bomb hit.
Here we go. That's the second, third, and fourth quarter for Michigan.
Right. And then the red shirt freshman comes in and wins the game for Ohio State.
Yeah.
Freshman kiddies, mm-hmm.
freshman,
which essentially he's a 13 and a half grader. You know, beat the powerhouse Michigan. So, if you're a Michigan fan, I'm a Michigan football fan. I mean, if you're a Michigan women's volleyball fan, we give it to you, man. Way to go. I mean, there's some hotsy-totsy chicks on that thingy. However, eek!
Yep.
Eek!
Well, we don't want to lose the microphone.
No, we don't. Not the Mr. microphone here. If you're a...
whoa.
It's rumbling in my tummy. I got to get something to eat. If you are a Michigan football fan, you're a dick. You're beyond CAC status. I mean, really, between you and the Lions fans, Detroit Lions fans, you cannot have a smaller peenie. I mean, that's got to be the only problem that you guys kind of like this. Either that or somehow, some way, you all watched Charlie Brown's Halloween and you were like really digging the great pumpkin scene. Oh, just wait till next year. He'll be here. You know, it's like, look, when are you CACs going to figure out that you way overpaid for a hardball, you know? The man's not that good.
Nope.
Gee, why is it everywhere that he left, nobody tried to keep him, you know? And you think that you got that badass arm in Stanford, you know, how do you think that you won over there? If it wasn't for, like, the best college football quarterback, you know, your team would have been nothing, you would have been nothing, and you are just going to be what you do there. So, I mean, even Kenny and I were kicking around this last week. Where's going to be this year's trip? Alaska? The Sudan? Where are you going to take the football team so they can all adhere together and spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get that done?
Maybe not that much. Out of Mongolia?
Maybe. And that's going to get everybody together so you can throw the football around on the Nile or, you know, whatever little country you think you're going to go to, it's going to bring something together. How did that work out? How did that million or two or whatever spent to have the football team go and meet the fucking Pope? You know, like he really goes, who's this? You know, football. Oh, these are the losers, Michigan people with the khakis. I get them. Okay. I'm damning them to hell. Watch this. You know, I mean, the guy's got a direct pipeline to God, assholes. You know, and so it's like he's going, oh, these people are going to burn. You know why? Because he's a Roll Tide guy. He's an Alabama dude. You know, so way to go, Pope.
Well, if there's any type of silver lining.
There isn't any.
Well,
there.
They do have a four-star quarterback, Joe Milton, that is enrolling early to the University of CAC, Michigan.
CAC again?
Yep.
Yeah, but here's the story. How many four stars have they had since the Harbaugh regime? And Harbaugh is supposed to be, you know, the quarterback whisperer. I mean, that's supposed to be his big deal.
Yeah.
And so far, he is 0-4 lifetime, you know, at CAC again. You know, well, really, you guys are always sold.
Have you been impressed by anybody that's played quarterback at Michigan the last 3 years?
No.
Or wide not out? Not at all.
No, I agree.
They're all four-star.
Well, yeah. It's just that they just keep throwing these four-star guys out there. You know, like Dylan McCaffrey, and then you have junior redshirt quarterback Alex Malzone.
Remember him?
Yeah.
And none of them have panned out. You know, they keep throwing them out there saying, this is going to be our next savior. Because basically, you know, Michigan has, you know, a very good defense. Their quarterback position has been killing all year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has been since Brady Hoke. I mean, that kid that ran out of his shoes all the time. How good was he?
If they would have had a consistent quarterback, the record would have been a lot different, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But since they've been rolling quarterbacks in, Peters and Spite and
O'Corn and
whatever, you know.
What happened to him? What happened to Wilton? Why did he go? All of a sudden, the shroud of mystery. It's like, well, I figured I can't go home or some dumb thing. I mean, what kind of stupid excuse? Dude, you had the job. The reason why you lost the job is because you got injured. It's not because nobody liked you. And then all of a sudden, you're taking your ball and going home. There is something there, man.
Yeah, there is.
There's something big because you got 2 years, so you got one more year.
One more year. Well, maybe he thinks that
That Joe Milton is going to outplay him.
I don't know. You know, it just that Michigan now has got five or six quarterbacks in the queue now to where he might think that there's no way that he's ever going to play. But the problem is, Spite is not that good of a quarterback. I don't know where he's going to go to play anyways.
Yeah. Grand Valley State,
the Zips.
That's what I'm saying. Unless he goes to a smaller school to where they don't have a quarterback, then they'll be stuck using him.
Yeah, but he could go to a Western Michigan where you got a nice balanced program, and he could still take him without the glare of, you know, University of CAC, you know, glaring at him. And every time that he breathes wrong, but you got to think about it. What do you have for your O line? What do you have for your defense? You know, in CAC again.
Yeah.
Okay, but who did you play? That's the doorbell, and the paperwork says
that's who you played right
it
there.
It says Shrine of the Aaron Lady. You know, the Shrine of the Little Flower, Sisters of the Blind. You didn't play anybody. You know, you're like Alabama. You didn't play anybody. You're like Wisconsin. You didn't play anybody. You know, Alabama probably played more than the Wisconsin. You know, I mean, you want to see how Wisconsin takes Ohio? Bye-bye. You know, it's not going to be close. Mm-hmm. Not even close. Not even close to close. Because you got a team that plays almost a pro style, and then you have Wisconsin that lucked out, you know, by playing Rutgers eight times. You know, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. So how they could be even talked about in the national game, you know, the national playoffs? Wow.
Right, yeah, because right now, Wisconsin is rated third. Which means they're rated higher than Auburn, Alabama, and Georgia.
Good luck there.
On what? On the 12-0? Because it can't be strength of schedule. Not even close.
The coaches' poll have them rated higher than Auburn, Alabama, and Georgia. That's and I'm almost willing to bet if you put Wisconsin up against Auburn, Alabama, in Georgia, would get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
But they are 12-0, and that's why.
Or they're trying to figure out how they get a B1G in there.
Yeah.
You know, because there really isn't. I mean, that's kind of dominated by who.
I'd be willing to bet Penn State would kick their ass.
Yeah.
Or at least beat them.
But, you know, while we're talking about the Big Ten, I do want to tip my cap to the Michigan State Spartans and a nice bounce back year.
Well,
you know, as bad as they were last year, I mean, they came back nicely.
Did it right.
Yep.
Well, I was going to bring them up next.
Yeah.
You know, after we talked about the CAC attack, I was going to say.
Well, I think we're done with these
guys. Yeah, we're done.
Well, yeah, but I was going to say Michigan State did very well considering everybody thought that they were going to have another 3-9 season.
Yeah.
But, you know, it goes back to D'Antonio because he was like, you know, when all the reporters went up to him and go, well, what country are you going to go? How are you going to spoil your kids? How are you going to get recruits when down the street, you know, they're taking kids to Italy and see the Pope and all that stuff? And he was like, we're just going to go football. We're just going to play football just as it is, hard-nosed football, and know our fundamentals, and there you go. No excitement, no rootitude, no when CAC again has that national signing day, how they have all these stars and disco thing and everything going on. I mean, Michigan State plays it like a nice black conservative suit. You know what I mean? Nothing flashy, nothing orange, nothing with a hat and a feather.
It just goes with everything.
Yep. Goes with everything, yeah. And it's all business. And that's what they are. And if, you know, really, if you're a big deal recruit, as opposed to going to the game show that's CAC again, you know, wouldn't you rather go to State? Because State's really football.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a down year, but they had to rip it down. And look, and so now they got a quarterback that's going to be there for 3 years if he's healthy, and he's not a bad quarterback.
Pretty good,
you know. So
he's still getting better. So I mean,
yeah. And so now, if you're going to dominate, and if it's going to be, you know, quarterback by numbers down at CAC again, there's going to you got to have, especially college football, you have to have that reliability. And if the O-line and everybody's got to figure this one out in CAC again, they don't have really a defense of anything. You know, all the people that want to go to CAC again, for what reason, I have no idea. Because you're not going to get the glory, and you're not going to get the upper draft positions. I mean, State is. It's funny that State creeps in on you, but who owns who? I mean, the facts are facts.
Yeah.
State owns CAC again.
And when you look at, as we were talking about before, the top six, Clemson, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, out of the top six, the only team that really doesn't have a quote, I don't know what the word is.
Quarterback?
An excellent quarterback.
Stud.
Georgia?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well,
but they haven't played anybody.
Let me get you a fart.
They really haven't played.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin is a fraud. Wisconsin is this year's UCLA. You know, it's a fraud. You are a fraud. Okay, so here's the story. So now Wisconsin plays Ohio State, right?
Right, but they might not have their starting quarterback, so they might be.
Doesn't matter.
But I'm just saying, that might bring.
Doesn't matter.
It down a little bit.
He still moved it against Michigan. right?
Right, right.
So he can easily move it against Wisconsin. It's not the quarterback. His surrounding crew at Ohio State is awesome.
Right.
It's pro level.
Right, but...
But if you're going to play Wisconsin, who's played Shrine of Little Flower, I mean, what was the toughest game that Wisconsin played? Northwestern?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Early Michigan State? You know? I mean, that's it. You, there's nothing but cupcakes on that schedule. They're going to get decimated big time.
Right.
It doesn't matter if your hot dog guy from Hamilton comes down and plays quarterback. You know, it's right. Well, I can't imagine Wisconsin winning at all.
But, yeah. But the point I was making when I said the top six.
How do you do that with your fingers?
I don't know. Just do it. Okay. But the other five.
That's pretty like a football.
The other five clubs, the other five teams, have good starting quarterbacks.
Wisconsin's a fraud, which, and they'll drop.
Which is a key to having a good football team.
How many losses does Ohio State have?
Two.
Yeah.
Okay, so they lose. Wisconsin loses to Ohio State. Who goes?
Ohio State.
There you go. So,
but they might not even make the top four, though.
That's true.
If Ohio State beats Wisconsin, that knocks both of them out. Then that'll move Alabama back up in the top four, probably.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing, because I don't see Georgia making cracking that. I mean, I'm not really wild about Oklahoma, but Auburn, Clemson, yeah.
Oklahoma's offense is probably the best offense in the league. Their problem is they can't stop nobody.
That's what I'm saying.
Their defense sucks.
They're the 1980s Denver Nuggets.
They're the San Diego Chargers Dan Fouts. We'll just outscore you 50-48.
Yeah. Eric Coryell.
Yeah. Because they didn't have defense back then either. Dan Fouts just threw the ball for 800 yards every game.
Auburn is done, right? They don't play anymore?
I think they're still in the... Let's see, who would be in the SEC final game? Is that Georgia and Alabama? I'd have to double it. I'll have to get the intern to find out who's in that final game.
As soon as we're done chasing around the desk.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
The SEC championship game is Alabama and somebody.
As much as everybody said in the beginning of the year, the big B1G is going to have tons of folks. I mean, it's a place to reckon with and all that stuff. Yeah, but didn't make any noise.
Yeah.
Like none. You know, a 9-3 Michigan State. You know, I don't know who makes noise there. CAC again? Nope. You know, Ohio State, two losses? Nope. It's really weird in football, college football. One loss blows you out. Yeah. One loss.
Yeah, look what happened to Alabama. They were rated number one until they lost this week. And now they dropped them to five.
And I'm telling you, besides Clemson, who do you think really could take Alabama out of these guys? Oklahoma? No.
No.
You know, Auburn? That'd be a good fight, but no. Georgia? No. You know, where's Washington here?
Washington's rated... sixth or seventh or something, eighth.
They'd have to be
seventh.
Yeah,
I didn't copy all of them, but yeah, they're in the top.
I mean, that's a team. It was like the old Oregon team. You know, you never hear about them, but boy, they sneak up on you and boom. Boom, 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 boom. You know what? I just forgot. Who went to UCLA for coaching? Was that Chip?
Kelly. Yeah. Chip Kelly.
Okay. There goes that program shot to hell.
Yep. Another bomb.
Yeah, why do they do that? I mean, ew.
Everywhere he goes, everything goes to shit.
Yeah.
He goes to the pros, everything goes to hell. He'll go to college, and UCLA's program is going to go right down the tube.
We got
to
go to our West Coast guys, because I cannot remember the guy's name right now. The guy that was in Oakland, and they didn't let him get back on the airplane. They fired him.
Kiffin.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin.
Lane. You know, yeah. Lane's trying to get into Tennessee.
Ugh.
What? You know? I mean, already they got that other guy that they hired and fired in the same day on Sunday. Way to go, guys. It's like, yeah, we got this guy from Ohio State. Yay. But he was implicated in the Penn State thing. Boo.
Ooh.
He's gone. You know? I mean, you had the job. But really, seriously, who wants a job at Tennessee? They don't got anybody.
No.
It's not a team that's going to be around. You know, it's going to be in the top 10 anytime soon.
Peyton Manning should take it. Came from Tennessee?
From Ole Miss.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Ole Miss. You're welcome. That's why we're authorities.
Why am I thinking of Tennessee? No, there's somebody else famous that came from Tennessee. Now, who was it?
That's sticking in my head. Jethro Bodine? Granny?
Jethro. Oh, I'm sticking my head. Okay, I'll have to think about that. Why am I thinking of Tennessee now? Okay, there's got to be a reason.
Why are you thinking Tennessee?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Okay, so that's our college thing. And nothing's only going to be decided for a couple of weeks, so nobody really cares.
But since we're talking about football, we're talking about moral victories. Did you guys watch that Lions game on Turkey Day? And the question is, were you able to eat the turkey afterward? Exactly.
Yes, matter of fact, we did. I mean, we were watching the game and stuff. Because really, I am Lions free. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn. Lions free. Do what you're going to do. Win. Lose, it's the same thing. The same crappy team since 1957.
That's right. You know? And you know, at 6-5, you know they're staring right down the barrel of another 9-7 season. They might squeak into the wild card and go on the road.
And what happens when they play on the road, Kenny?
Well, let's see. Their road record in the playoffs since 1957 is 0-11.
Think the Falcons are going to fade? Because Falcons would have to fade.
I don't think so.
Seahawks would have to fade.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, these guys ain't
Seahawks
fading.
Seahawks have been decimated with injuries.
They're not going to fade. They got a quarterback like no tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's the new Brett Favre. You know, he can make things happen. He can win you games, you know? See the power rankings? Stafford is third in quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Third, not first where he should be for his pay slot. Third. And who's on top? Kirk Cousins. The one on top of him, actually, is Brady. But it's Brady, Kirk Cousins. Kirk fucking Cousins over the number one paid man. And do you realize that you could have the Philadelphia Eagles front O-line, front four, for half the price that you paid Stafford? Half, third, eighth, you know? Jesus God, man, I would have that in a heartbeat. I'd put a so-so quarterback behind that wall, you know, save millions.
And for all we hear in the NFL about how it's a quarterback's league, da-da-da-da,
no.
Got the Eagles are 9-1, right? And where's Carson Wentz ranked?
Yeah, not that high.
No.
No, you know? But he can stand back there and...
All day long.
Calling an order for pizza and whatever he wants, and he takes care of business.
Absolutely. I mean, that's an impressive team that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who was your quarterback 2 years ago?
In Philadelphia?
Click,
Bradford.
Click, click.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think about, where is he at today?
Injured reserve for Minnesota.
And where he's going to stay on the bench. Because Minnesota's red hot.
Yeah, they got Case Keenum slinging it around.
Yeah, and who
Teddy
knew?
Teddy Bridgewater comes back, and he's on the bench now.
Bye. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that you saw that guy rise so much. And right about now, they're not going to get rid of the hot hand.
Ooh.
I mean, they actually have something better than Cackwell, you know, as a coach. That would say, well, you can't lose on injury, so get him back out there. You know, I mean, if you saw what Stafford took with that ankle, that was nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, his leg was going one way and his foot was pointed totally the wrong direction. And, yeah, he was limping at the end. Good luck if that thing is ready to go. I mean, he's lucky he's got the long week.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, let's see. Who are they playing this week?
Ravens.
Yep. In Baltimore.
Yep.
And they got a nasty defense. That's their pride. I mean, Ray Lewis is coming back for one game. You know, if I was those guys, if I was their Pep, Coach Pep, I'd be going for that ankle. And no matter what, I'd be rolling that ankle.
Hey, you got Keck's brother.
That's
right. That's right. The winning Carbaugh.
The one that knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I just imagine, you know, Thanksgiving dinner at the Harbaughs, you know. And, well, where's Jim? Well, we put him out in the garage. He's eating dinner with the dog, you know.
But he took the dog to Italy.
He's next to the outhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the big house.
I mean, we wanted
it says big house on the outside of it by the moon.
We were planning having him eat in here with us, but we just can't put up with him.
Such a loser. Oh, I got a loser.
Loser.
Yep, there you go. I mean, you think about it. If you go for his ankle is going to be kind of crazy, and it's going to be a lot easier to go for his ankle. One good hit. And who's really going to block him? You know, the O-line for Detroit?
Again.
You know, again.
Yeah. Nothing new.
Yeah, so you put all your money in the quarterback, and you got, you know, a paper front four, you know, O-line.
O-line, yep.
You know, so what does it matter? You know, because really, you got five games left. He rolls his ankle again. You saw what happens when he rolled it. He couldn't fire straight. He was in pain.
Yeah.
You know, so you got, you're either going to bring in the rookie, and he's going to look as bad as the dude in Green Bay. You got to feel for that guy. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, I'm just keeping the seat warm because I'm going to be long gone as soon as you know who gets back.
And the other thing about the Lions, too, their front seven defensively is
nothing.
Lousy.
And so is their secondary.
Well, secondary's been holding him in there, but now.
Still lousy.
Yeah, Tavon Wilson's out for the year now.
There you go. Lousy.
So now what?
But now they have Dwight Freeney from, they just picked him up from Seattle.
Yeah, and he's walking with a cane nowadays, too, because he's about
37 years old. And
yeah.
There you go. Yeah, and somehow if Seattle releases you, there's a reason.
Yeah.
You know? So get that cocaine going through the system, but pep yourself up, Coach Pep.
Yep.
But there's something fucking stupid with the name Coach Pep. You know, once you pass Little League, Coach Pep. You know, Coach Pap Smear. It's Coach Pap Schmear.
Yep, but, you know, with, you know, Tavon Wilson out, they do have Charles Wilson, Don Carey, and Roland Milligan. Those are household names that can fill in for him.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. I mean, that's always been, you know, and then they're going, well, we believe Quinn, you know. He's really had good drafts, except for this one, but I'm sure he's going to bounce back. Well, see, you can't bounce back. You don't have a year to give, you know? I mean, you're 60 years plus now of nothing but...
Even longer than the Maple Leafs.
Good God.
Oh, wow. The Maple Leafs?
Maple Leaf. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, they can always move Kilbrew back there, but I don't know if he's fast enough to be a safety.
No, but he's supposed to be this guy that hits so hard he knocks helmets off people's heads.
Yeah.
But, haven't seen it. You know?
But that doesn't do you any good if you're not fast enough to catch up to the guys if they're running down the field. So he's better off closer to, he's more of a linebacker type more than a safety type. So I don't know. I mean, the Lions defense has been horrible all year.
Yeah.
And the Lions offense is just not good enough to play the 50-48 game. So,
you know what could be a problem. I forgot to take a look when Detroit was playing the Browns. You know, the number one pick out of Michigan?
He's hurt. Peppers is hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, how was he doing before he got hurt?
Doing really well.
Okay.
He was running punts back. He was playing free safety. He was doing really well.
And he's pro caliber?
Yes. I hit him on my fantasy team. He was getting a ton of points.
And now look what happened. Is he out for the season?
He's not on IR, so he's still not, quote, out for the season.
Okay. The Browns are out for the season.
The Browns are out. They've been out for the season, but once you're put on IR, you're out for eight games.
Yeah, but the wild thing is, do you really want to be sunk as low as the Lions in infamy? You know? I mean, isn't there any game you can salvage? Any, you know?
Like I said before.
Could have been Detroit.
The Browns could have won that game against the Lions if they'd...
Yeah, I didn't blow the...
Here's the problem. Block.
When you're 0-6, teams don't get up for you. When you're 0-11, they get up for you because they don't want to be the ones to lose to you.
It'd be interesting to see who they play next or who they play out for the string. You know? Probably Cincinnati one more time. Talk amongst yourselves. I mean, it's how do you have a collection that is 0 and whatever, You know, I mean, didn't they play San Francisco? I mean, San Francisco at least won one.
Yeah, they.
I mean,
they beat them. I think
just don't tank. You know, I mean, you won, you got it. I mean, if you got the head to head, you know, I mean, they don't do the lottery. You know, so you got it, Browns. You're the Edmonton Oilers of the NFL. You just stockpile number one draft picks. You know, geez, trade down.
How many years does this go back? God, remember Browns? They traded up to pick Brady Quinn a number of years ago? I mean, God, I mean, it's terrible for year after year after year.
Who's that, Detroit?
Yeah, kind of like Detroit, right?
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This week they play at the Chargers.
Winnable.
Then they play the Packers at home.
Winnable.
They play the Ravens at home.
Not winnable.
They go to the Bears.
Could be winnable.
And they end the season at Pittsburgh.
No chance.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're going to do it, you're going to do it this week or against Chicago.
Chargers have been playing pretty good.
Yeah.
They're only a game or two out of first in the West because Kansas City's been losing.
Oh, yeah.
Oakland's been losing. Denver's been getting their ass kicks, and Chargers have been winning.
I mean, you started the season 5-0. You're 6-5 now. What the hell?
Kansas City's falling off the cliff, and Denver's like the caboose on the Kansas City train. They've followed them.
It's like they figured out Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, everybody figured out Kansas City. You know, it's not like they got killed with all kinds of injuries and stuff. You know?
No, they found out that Kansas City doesn't have a running game and they have a passing game, and all they're doing is covering all the receivers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cover deep.
Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and they cover those two guys, and the offense goes to hell.
But, you know, you also take a look at this and you go, all right, when did the NFL stop being a running league? I mean, if you don't have a quarterback with a damn, you're done. Before you could, like, offhand that to your runner, you know, I mean, Detroit did it for years with Barry. You know, you can be 50% in the air and 50% on the ground. But now it's like 80-20, 80 in the air. And if you guys don't have receivers worth a darn or you don't have a quarterback worth a darn, you're sunk. I give you Mr. Flacco, you know. And how many times have he been intercepted this year? Tons. Yeah. Tons and tons.
And part of their problem is because they don't have a running game.
And should we almost go only through all 32 and go, who's got a running game? It'd be easier.
Pittsburgh? Le'Veon Bell? You can hand it to Le'Veon Bell, and then they got all of his receivers. They got Antonio Brown. They got Martavius Bryant.
You wonder how
much. You need some Velcro for that thing.
Juju.
Oh, you know what? I don't have the cover on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh seems like they got the most all-around, I mean, all-balanced offense, you know, with Bell, Antonio Brown, Roethlisberger, Juju Smith, whatever, Schuster Smith.
Who names their kid Juju?
I have no idea, but the kid's only...
JoJo.
The kid's only 19 years old, and boy, the kid can fly.
Go, Pittsburgh, go. They deserve a decent franchise for something, you know.
They haven't really done much in the playoffs for a number of years now. So
true that. You know?
They seem to get to the playoffs, and they seem to hit a...
Yeah.
Last year, they lost on field goals. Yeah. It was like 6-5 or something.
All right, starting with Kenny, who's the most balanced team in the NFL?
Most balanced team in the NFL? Ooh, boy, that's Philly at this point, maybe? I don't know.
Philly for sure, Mark.
I think it's Pittsburgh. The defense is not the best, but I think the offense makes up for it.
Okay. You're wrong. Okay, going on to something else.
Thanks, John. I should have said the Lions so you guys could rip my ass.
They're certainly balanced.
The McLaughlin group.
You're wrong. At the edge of the abyss.
Yeah. Okay, so now we have the undefeated Detroit here looking at number 6. Undefeated Detroit Red Wings. Then Tampa Bay. And then you know who.
And then it's funny. When you look at the standings, you have Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Detroit. But they're behind those two teams, but they're always. But John says they're undefeated.
I don't know. They have for litigation. There you go.
They have those games in hand, you know. Yep. They called Sam. And
yeah, that's right. They have games in hand. That's right. Famous games in hand, which means every one of those games are going to be a win.
That's right.
You know? I'll give it back to that anyways.
Wow.
But look at where Montreal is. Eek, a mouse, you know.
Oh, that's good for them.
Yeah, but look how tight that is, though. I mean, from like 3 to even Florida. Florida's one away out of the cellar. Two wins away to getting against Boston.
You have to turn the page to see Buffalo.
Yeah, see Buffalo. I know. Yeah.
Well, did you want to even see Buffalo?
Well, that's why I put Buffalo on the other page. Yeah, because they really shouldn't even be there.
What is up with Boston? Why do they never? They used to be some badass folks. And now they're like also ran or just middle fodder. I mean, they're like the St. Louis Blues of the eastern side, of the Atlantic side. You know?
Their starting goalie hasn't been able to stop any pucks lately. And the only reason why they're where they're at is because their backup goalie hasn't lost a game.
Huh. Okay, so ride the hot hand.
So that's what they've been doing.
So, I mean, where's the 6'9" guy now? Nobody cares.
Zdeno Chara.
Yeah.
He's too slow.
But he used to be badass. He used to kick the shit out of Detroit all the time. But that was our one-and-done thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, a lot of the teams now, they dump the puck into his corner, and then they throw the big body check on him, and he's done. Because he's getting up in age now to where, you know, he can't take the punishment.
Yeah, especially a big body like that, man. Yikes.
Yeah, and then he's so slow that the speedy forwards,
Gonzalez.
Just go right behind, go right by him now. Even though he's got the 8-foot stick, still go, they
Boy,
still
I
go
can
by
relate.
Him.
Thank you. However, I wonder if Mr. W is coming back from Detroit. When is he done with suspension? It's 10 games, so...
December
5th?
5th, 7th, somewhere around there.
That'd be cool. When he's eligible again? Yeah. If it's a home game, dress him,
He'll be back in time for the December 15th Friday night clash for the Maple Leafs and the Red Wings.
There you go. Played in Hamilton.
Gonna go out there and kick some ass and take some names.
No, we gotta do. We gotta write the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce and say, "Look, we think your city's tops. We drove through it once and it was nice highway you have. Right. But give us a picture of your stadium, of your arena,
Cops Arena,
because they deserve it, man. They deserve it now.
Yeah, but dumbass Bettman wants a team in the West because the West is one team short." So he doesn't want to have a team in the East and have to move somebody from the East to the West.
Give him Florida.
Whatever, yeah. Dumbass Bettman, jerk.
Well, good luck to you guys. Okay, moving right along. Did you feel like going to number 5, Kenny? Where'd you want to go?
Number 5.
Oh, what we could do? We could talk about the biggest story in sports last night.
Yes.
Detroit Red Wings. And a night off. And they enjoyed a movie.
Which movie was it?
What's that?
Which movie was it?
Miracle
on Ice.
No, it was Saving Private Ryan's or Ryan's Private. I don't know. They all went down to the crim.
Thought it might have been the duck movie or something.
Ah.
The Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Duck movie.
Nope, the big thing was, of course.
Yeah, good old Stans got the Pistons playing.
Got him rolling.
The mighty, mighty Detroit Pistones.
And Andre Drummond is looking like a monster out there, isn't he?
Is he serious this year or was that a flash?
Ooh.
I mean, now all of a sudden people are talking about him in the affirmative.
Yes.
And I wonder if he's digging it. I wonder if, the positive reinforcement is doing him well, because really, it's hard. You're in that gray area of you're not a fraud anymore.
No.
As a team.
Yeah.
The
season's about 25% done at this point. I mean, you're well into it, and you're number 2 in the East.
Yeah, and the reason why you're number two is because there was an... Egad.
Yes. Yeah, there was a lot of that, wasn't there?
Where did she come from? Evidently saw the big stick. I got 2 minutes for hooking, by the way.
Ooh.
There you go.
As long as it's not slashing, you're okay.
But what happens is all of a sudden you have this team that, it, you know, went on a tear and won, what, 14 in a row? You know, okay, how are you going to defeat that? I mean, that's kind of a 35-5 kind of team, you know. So, and you wonder if once Boston comes back down to earth, could be a dogfight, kiddies, because, yeah. I mean, Detroit is even above Cleveland.
Yes.
And it's not even kind of close right now. So, you know, I think Detroit could beat Cleveland right now. I mean, in their heads, they're rocking it. You know, when they go down to the Little Caesars Arena, there's still going to be your 12 people there. That's about it. But yeah.
Maybe 20 now, since they're...
Maybe.
Well, there's a couple thousand there that are disguised as empty seats, so...
Well, but according to... The last time I checked, there's still 1,200 tickets available for the Red Wing game tonight, and there's still 1,300 tickets left for the Pistons game tomorrow night. So hurry up and get those tickets.
There you go.
You better make sure you have lots of money in your bank account so you can
only 1,300 tickets. Really?
According to
that's not bad, man. Yeah. For those ticket prices and junk. Wow.
But the problem is though. They say there's only 1,300 tickets left, but when you go to watch the game, there's only three people in the seats. I don't understand this.
For the Red Wing game, they're up and in the bathrooms. They're beautiful bathrooms. I would spend the whole game in
there. Evidently, there must be 80-inch TVs in those bathrooms because they stay there.
And every individual stall has a 15-inch. So you can, like, watch the game or watch Friends or whatever. You know, you don't have to rush. It's the lap of luxury for $135. Take a dump here.
Or... watch your friend in the other stall.
Yeah.
You said watch Friends. Okay, whatever.
It's not in Ferndale.
Well, whatever.
You know, maybe there's a hole. Maybe you can see, like, the chick side or something.
Well, let's...
That'd be delicious.
Well...
Watch women take a dump. Wow, that'd be worth $130 of my money.
I'm just saying. It's just that they pan the stadium, and it doesn't seem like there's anybody there.
Yeah, you know, you'd almost say, look, for season tickets, let's sell out the side where the cameras aren't. Yes. You know, so when they pan around, that place looks packed. I mean, it's an old WWE trick. You know, sell that one side, because on the other side, there's nobody.
Hell.
You know? But way to go, WWE, like, you can still sell out arenas. That's amazing to me. That is.
And actually, when they sell a ticket, they actually show up.
Yeah, well, right, because they're getting their trailer fumigated at that time, so...
And plus, they want to see who's going to win, because everybody knows that wrestling is not fixed.
No, not at all. Nope.
That's true.
Not like football. Baseball. You know, how can you be down 4 runs in the 9th inning and come back to win? Come on.
Yeah, and there's nothing...
Never happens to Detroit.
And there's nothing fixed with the way the Tigers play, so...
Yeah.
I mean, hey, but good news, though. Zimmerman's getting traded. I read that.
Oh, yeah. That's straight out of the Boston Globe, right?
Hey, and who knows more about Detroit pitching than the Boston Globe?
Nick Cathardo came up with that one out of his own thin air, I guess.
That's a dandy, because thinking that Washington would want him back with open arms for hot dog duty? What?
Well, maybe because they figure... the Tigers will pay his salary. They could use his great pitching.
Well, I mean, he could eat up some innings, but you're also going to be giving up runs.
Well, you know what? They had Mike Pelfrey to here to eat up innings too. And this guy's Mike Pelfrey material at this point.
Yeah, but he's going to bounce back. He found his groove again. Oh, wait a minute, that's
the arm slot.
Yeah,
the arm slot. That's right. He borrowed Anibal Sanchez's arm slot.
There you go.
Doesn't need it anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, Annabelle's going to Washington now. So he's going to be one of the starters.
We've got this history. You know, we had Mike Moore. We had Brad Penny. We got Mike Pelfrey, Annabelle Sanchez. Now we got Jordan Zimmerman kind of carrying on the legacy here.
Hall of Shame.
It's funny. Everybody that seems to come here always seems to get the wrong arm slot.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, they get lionized as soon as they get out. I mean, you know, the only one that really didn't do that was Pudge. I mean, Pudge came here and played well.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
He wasn't a pitcher, though.
No, well, he didn't have to be.
What was that one guy they picked up at the deadline a number of years ago? And I mean, he was so bad that he was done. Nobody picked him up after the season. Remember, he came from Seattle. What was that guy's name? Langston or something?
Mark Langston? No, it wasn't Mark.
Mark Langston?
No. What was that guy's name?
That was
name?
From California.
Yeah, what was that guy's name? See, we don't even remember him anymore, do we?
Flash in the pan and away he went.
He's a pretty good pitcher, and he was with the Angels for a number of years. He went to Seattle, and then we picked him up at the deadline, and he sucked. He was terrible.
Well, something else we got to get the intern on.
Get the intern on, yeah, as soon as she catches her breath from running around the desk. Yeah.
Catches her breast. All right, ow. Okay. Langston, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was Langston, though.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah.
Mark Langston was a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
And he was for California, I think.
No, it started with a W, I think.
I don't know. No.
Jared Washburn.
Jared Washburn.
He was so bad here, he washed out of the league. Nobody picked him up.
Yeah, he washed and burned.
And he was pretty good for Seattle up to the deadline. We picked him up, and he imploded.
Almost like Mark Lowe.
Yeah.
Gee, where did he come from?
Yeah.
Seattle and Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, it's all these guys that have just one more gallon left in the tank.
Yeah.
No.
Joe Nathan. Yeah.
Unless you're Gaylord Perry. No.
But that's what we were reduced to here in Detroit because we didn't have a productive farm team. So we're constantly patching and plugging with these old leftover guys.
Right. It was so bad, and we got to get the intern on this because I constantly forget the guy's name. Never pitched for Detroit. We paid him $1 million on a flyer. I think he was from Philadelphia, and he was all screwed up.
Pittsburgh. He was a reliever. He was a closer.
Yeah.
Blow out his arm. Brought him in here, trying to resurrect him.
Yeah, and they said, well, take your time getting your poop in a group, you know, but we got $1 million on you. We own you, so when you come back and be fabulous, what a steal. And what happened was the guy stole $1 million, never pitched again.
Yeah.
You know, God, I wish I could remember that guy's name. You know, shows you how much it was. Because I always want to say Pavel Bond, like, no.
No.
You know, but, I mean, he was a famous name.
Yeah.
He was a big name. He was like a Black Friday thing. If we only had somebody that was good in baseball here.
Well, I'm working on it, and I'm trying to think.
Who could it be now? Because they were wait. I mean, they picked him up like in April.
Yep.
You know, and they said, take your time.
Well, there were teams that, I mean, he was working out for teams. There were a number of teams that were interested. And Tigers picked him up for $1 million, and they said, we're going to keep working with him and see if we can bring him along. And he just topped out.
Never.
That was it.
Yeah. Thanks for the mill. You know, God. I mean, it shows you how much, you know, Ilitch.
He washed up. Give him $1 million.
You know?
Don't let him even play. Just let him stay home.
Voice from the grave there. Okay. Ready to go on somewhere else? Because I know also that Castellanos and Cabrera are going, too, because they need a trade, a change of scenery. That was good.
Change of scenery. I love that.
I think it was in Detroit News they had that. And it was like, you know what? Really? Or ESPN. And it was like, okay, that's fine. We're with you, except for you got the contract. You know, I mean, Castellanos, you're still 2 years under club control, so.
Well, the problem with Castellanos is, like I said, he crapped out as a third baseman. I mean, nobody's going to play him a third because the Tigers decided, well, we're not going to play him a third. So now he's out trying to play right field, which he can't.
True that.
And he doesn't hit that well as a corner outfielder. And what's your next step? DH, first base? You have to hit more than that to play those positions.
Right.
Unless you're Victor Martinez. And
true that. Yeah, we got you for another year or so.
Yeah.
You know, goddamn. I mean, yikes.
And you can't trade Cabrera's contract.
No, you can't move him. You'd have to eat two-thirds of it. I mean, let's face it. When you see the season he had this year, with the injury, and they say, well, it's a chronic injury. It's not going to go away.
And it's your back injury, and it's a couple of discs.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why in the off season you did not get surgery done now. you know, because it's not, I mean, ask Pat Risk, you're not going to come back tomorrow and go, okay, throw, you know, yeah. throw a baseball. You know, I mean, you're going to be fused or whatever. You're going to be done.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if the guy, you know, who's cutting on him sneezes and blows out the whole uh-huh. 9 yards. Does he still get paid? I mean, I can't think of the reason why the club wouldn't say, do it, you know, because you're just getting worse. You're getting worse and you're getting older.
They may not be able to force him to do it, though. And here's the thing, you know, you look at it, he's going to be playing first base again, right?
Yeah.
Extra wear and tear. You'd really like him to DH, but if the team is going to insist on Victor Martinez coming back to DH, then you're stuck with Cabrera at first base. But, you know, they keep saying, well, Victor has not been cleared to play baseball yet.
Hurry.
Well, the reason is because he's off at home in Venezuela. He's not here. It's the team doctors that have to clear him. So the team doctors aren't even looking at him yet. They're going to bring him into spring training, and then they're going to try to figure out, okay, is this guy going to play or not? And then we'll go from there. But the reason you would bring him back is, well, we got to pay him $18 million. We're going to see his ass here in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What does that accomplish? I don't know. It's sunk money anyway. You're writing those checks no matter what happens. Why bring the guy back?
It's easier to eat his salary than it to eat Cabrera's.
Exactly.
You know,
because you got 1 year on Victor at 18, you got Cabrera at 32 mil for what, 5-6 years?
Yeah. So eat Cabrera now, or eat
Victor.
Victor get, now,
kick
and
his
then,
ass out. He's done. There's no hope. The bat's getting slower every day.
Right.
You know,
if put Cabrera at DH, and hopefully you can squeeze out some wear and tear on him, and then have John Hicks play first. Talk about first. We only have a minute to go for you, Super CPA Ken Pocket. What didn't we talk about in 1 minute?
Well, what we didn't talk about, I had mentioned this last week, that they had the Tiger of the Year award, and my suggestion was Anthony Gose, right? Because Anthony Gose hadn't played for the team all year, and he totally flamed out, and just like the team did this year. And I did a little research on Gose because I was just curious. He went on the DL early July, okay?
No, I noticed.
Remember we were talking about that 95-mile-an-hour fastball, right?
Yeah.
Well, he screwed up his elbow. He had elbow pain. Went on the DL early July and was done for the year. Never came back. Now I see Anthony Gose has elected to be a free agent. He's gone! Yahoo!
No,
he's gone.
Don't worry about it.
Now, you know,
he's a free agent.
Do you know why he elected to be a free agent? Because he read last year Al Avila come out and said there were a number of teams inquiring about him. And he says, okay, life forms at the right. Come on, guys. Here I am. Good luck.
It'll be another Cespedes. He'll sign back with Detroit. He'll come back. You know?
Yeah.
All right, our sport director, Mark Milicek, what did we not talk about in 1 minute? I'll give you a preemptive. There you go.
Well, there's really no
And the guy that bitches about you on Facebook about the Leafs, back off. You know, look, the Leafs blow, we understand that. But the guy has a shrine here, so leave
and we
up.
We give him enough crap here already.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's up to us to give him crap, not you.
Yeah, that's
right.
And I'm
pointing right at the microphone.
That's right, microphone.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, just to let everybody know, all you CFL fans, the Toronto Argonauts won the Grey Cup over the Calgary Stampeders 27-24 Sunday night on a...
This just did.
On a 32-yard field goal with 49 seconds left. So the Argonauts are the CFL champions.
The Argos.
Their 17th championship.
Wahoo
and Yahoo. Why did they call it the Grey Cup? I mean, how about red-black cup?
Because it wasn't shiny. But what's shiny is us, and what we got to do is shine our way out of here because of that time. So until we see you next week, and if you want to take us along, just go to Podbean, Podbean, because we paid the bill for the whole year for next year, so you got us for another year again. So,
yay! And we'll find out why the gray cup is gray, okay?
That's true. And so until that time, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, who's just about ready to coming into his season, and... Oh, really? And the...
Shazam.
Sport director, I was going to go, you know, the middle linebacker for the Red Blacks. But Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CKW, myself, John Sever, we will see you next week on the Sports Authorities. Bye, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.